Good morning, Kansas City. Holy cow. Is this February or is this May? In fact, I'll tell you what. My golden retriever went swimming. I'm playing golf. People are in shorts. I love it. Holy cow. But don't be fooled. There is more winter left. Hey, good morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And it is so much fun to talk vacations. And I cannot wait for you to this. I've got a really fun show today, an interesting show. We're going to kind of hit a lot of topics. But the theme of the show is going to be romantic destinations in honor of Valentine's Day coming up next week. I hope you're all prepared, guys, for Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's kind of fun. I went through the office yesterday and talked. I've got an entire staff, 29 women and me. And I talked to all of them about their most romantic destinations. And they gave me theirs, and we put it out on our Cruise Holidays of Kansas City Facebook page. And so I've got a lot of fascinating things. But the one thing that was really interesting, and I heard this from women, it seemed like a whole lot more than men through all the questions and people that responded to the romantic destinations. And the one thing, and it really does make sense, doesn't it, is that the most romantic place sometimes really doesn't matter. It's when you're not distracted. It's when you're stress-free. And it's when you can just literally concentrate on each other and enjoy each other's company as two loving people. And really, that's true. Steve Garrett, my buddy at 101 The Fox, I asked him this morning when I walked in. I said, "Steve, I'm talking about romantic destinations. What comes to your mind?" He said, "Oh, I got this little no-tell motel outside of Belton." I said, "No, no, that's not what I'm talking about." Ooh, I shouldn't have said his last name, should I? He was joking. Okay, he was joking. So we're going to get into that, and you might be surprised about some of these destinations, but I want you to think about maybe, and here's the criteria I gave our staff, and you're going to laugh at this. I said, I want you to think about the most romantic destinations, A, you've been to, but B, that you would like to go to. And I said, that I'm more interested in where you'd like to go to. And I said, here's the criteria. When money and time is not a factor, where would you like to go to? And I just got some tremendous responses. Now, all my single ladies, the first thing they responded was, well, I need somebody to go with before I can tell you where I'd want to go. And I said, okay, let me revise the criteria. Then the criteria is when money is not an option, time is not, you know, don't worry about time. You say that's not an option in your decision making. And your companion is not an option. Let's just say that Mr. Right comes along here whenever for the single ladies. And where would that be then? And by the way, here is some of the ones I got I wanted to let you know. My wife, first of all, said Cayo Espanto. I bet you've never heard of that. Little bitty private island off the coast of Belize that she and I went and toured, and it's got this little bitty island. We were told Tiger Woods vacationed there. I sure don't know if he did or not, but you talk about idyllic paradise, unbelievable, clearest waters you've ever seen. We get on this little bitty island. They meet us at the dock. The whole staff met us at the dock, and they showed us around. And there are only 7 private, exclusive, separated from all the other, each one is separated from the other 6. And 3 of the 4 walls literally open up. So it can almost be an open air room. Right outside the room was a private plunge pool. Right behind the private plunge pool was the ocean. And all of this wonderful vegetation around it. It was absolutely spectacular. So now I know where I need to take Mimi, although I am going to have to spend some of my kids' inheritance to do that. But if that's what it takes to make my wife happy, sorry, kids. Lori She said, Mark, we were married in Spain at Montserrat. And candidly, I've to this day think of nothing else more romantic than that. And so she said, Montserrat, which is in Spain. How cool is that? Joella and Kimberly both said Hawaii, although Kimberly did say maybe Australia. Cassie, now here is the other unique things. How many times do we think of maybe a beach or private plunge pool or spa or whatever? And all of that is so important. Cassie said, I want to do a hiking. She said, I think the most romantic vacation for me and my husband Phil would be a hiking, biking trip through New Zealand. So remember, based on different age and personalities, everything is different, isn't it? Nicole said she and her husband fell in love with El Dorado Maroma. And boy, that is on a beautiful beach. And they're at the El Dorado Maroma. They have just built those overwater bungalows called Palafitos. In fact, I just saw two of my clients on the airplane going down to Mexico that were staying in the Palafitos. So I do agree with that, because almost everybody, without a doubt, the majority of people that responded said the South Pacific, and specifically Bora Bora was brought up when people were specific with the South Pacific, Bora Bora. And after I stayed with Mimi in those those overwater bungalows at the St. Regis in Bora Bora, I agree. Holy cow. I don't know how anything could get more romantic than that, personally. But I did tell you that. I will say this. I toured the Niara Springs Resort up in the Arenal Volcano area, Costa Rica. Didn't stay there. Toured it because I'd heard about it being one of the most romantic places in the world. A lot of publications have voted it the most or the second most romantic resort in the world. So while I was in Costa Rica with a group, I went up there and toured it, and I would happen to agree with that. If you take the beach away and put it in a mountainous setting, that Niara Springs Resort in the Arenal Mountainous region, that's called the Arenal Volcano region of Costa Rica, was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. Now, just to run through, and I'll talk more about these later. Gosh, obviously we heard Paris a lot. That actually was number two behind Bora Bora. And Venice. And the Seychelles. And Greece. Tuscany, I believe, was third, followed very, very closely by the Amalfi Coast. Mimi and I honeymooned at a place called Caneal Bay in the island of St. John in the Virgin Islands. That truly was one of the most romantic places I have ever been. And, of course, on your honeymoon, it's most certainly romantic. Bali. And then Hawaii. You know, it's kind of interesting. Hawaii used to be the hot spot, but now with the world a bigger place, so many more people are thinking more than just Hawaii on places to go. Well, I'm going to share more about these most romantic destinations in the world. And if you want to email me with your most romantic destinations you would like to go to, or maybe have ever been to, that I can share that you would like, I will not use your last name. I could use your first name if you'd like. And I will share that on a later show, maybe next week. But I'm going to take a break, because when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Dick Wilson. We just got back from really a beautiful place south of Playa del Carmen in the Riviera Maya area of Mexico called the El Dorado Seaside Suites. And we took a group down there. You're going to hear more about that. And then I'm going to ask Mr. Wilson what's on his bucket list for the most romantic destinations in the world that he thinks about, or his wife, Patty. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
FM 103.7 and AM 710. Stimulating talk. KCMO.
The Yukon, home of untouched wilderness and rich natural history. Now, 120 years after the Klondike Gold Rush, it's the perfect time to find your gold. With the only cruise line that includes the Yukon on many of its Alaska itineraries, Holland America Line. Book a suite category stateroom and you'll get a complimentary pre- or post-trip hotel stay in downtown Vancouver, BC. Find your gold today and book a Yukon Land and Sea Journey with Holland America Line.
Offer valid on 2017 Yukon and Denali Land and Sea Journeys when booking a suite stateroom. Hotel accommodations are for one night at a hotel selected by Holland America Line. Offer has limited space, valid on new bookings only. For details and other restrictions, contact your travel professional. Offer ends February 28th, 2017.
Call the Holland America Line and Yukon Specialist at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today. It's time to explore the last frontier, and there's never been a better time or a better way than with Cruise Holidays and Holland America Line. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. You deserve a vacation. Best cruise vacation ever. You'll be saying this soon thanks to Norwegian's free at-sea promotion. Cruise anywhere on any of their award-winning ships and choose up to five free offers. Book a studio or inside stateroom and choose one free offer. Choose two when you book an ocean view, balcony, or mini suite. Best of all, book a suite or the Haven and get all five offers up to $2,800 in value. Bask in a St. Thomas sunset while sipping handcrafted mojitos with free unlimited open bar. Choose free specialty dining and take your taste buds on a culinary tour. Explore Rome's Colosseum with free shore excursions. Choose free Wi-Fi and instantly share breathtaking moments at sea, or enjoy your incredible cruise vacation with someone you love when you choose Friends and Family Sail Free. This offer ends soon, so book today with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and tell them you want to be free at sea. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500, or visit online at chkc.travel.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. Enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana, and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, 816-505-1500. 816-505-1500. AMA Waterways offers exclusive wine cruises that showcase the acclaimed wine regions along Europe's Danube, Douro, Moselle, Rhine, Rhone, and Seine rivers. These unique sailings are hosted by top wine experts and feature complimentary lectures, wine tastings, exquisite cuisine with paired wines, and excursions to historic vineyards and wine cellars. Guests learn about centuries-old wine traditions, sample one-of-a-kind vintages, and enjoy private wine-themed excursions. Other highlights include music and newly pressed wine at a rustic Austrian tavern and a German Oktoberfest in the village of Wilshofen, held year-round exclusively for our guests. Love wine? These are the perfect cruises for you. Call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and ask about our exciting wine cruises. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And remember, you deserve a vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And with me right now is Mr. Dick Wilson. Dick, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
We came back from that wonderful trip to the El Dorado Seaside Suites, Dick. And I'll tell you what, it was kind of a shock. We got to that airport. It was 19 degrees. I think we left. It was, what, 83 or 84 when we left?
Something like that. Yeah, it sure was.
But hey, everybody should love us now because we brought back all this warm weather.
We did. We brought back a good weekend for you, and when we opened our suitcases at home, it just popped out.
You know what? You and I and Renee, of course, we should bottle that. Maybe people would do a GoFundUs and send us
maybe
to
so.
The warm weather destinations
like
to bring back warm weather. Hey, Dick, this was so much fun. You've done this. You and I have done this together now for, what, I think 12, 13,
something
14
like that,
years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 203. I found that T-shirt with you and Katie, remember? And
that's right, yes.
Now it's you and Renee. And the constant is we still help people, take people all over the world and have a good time. What did you like best about this El Dorado Seaside Suites or this group?
Well, it's so expansive there, and you can really get a lot of exercise walking around and enjoying the jungle feel and the way it's really laid out. But there's just a little something for everybody there. As an adult, you've got your kind of more modern El Dorado Seaside Suites that we stayed in, or the more classic area of Sensomar on the other side, and then, of course, that place in the middle that we didn't quite make it to, Hidden Beach. But
the place where they get all over tans, huh?
The Au Natural place, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, it was quite an interesting, beautiful place. I'm just looking over some pictures I've got here on my Amazon Prime photos that of the crazy folks that came in during our broadcast. We broadcasted Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on 94.9 KCMO. I've got a picture of six people in their bathrobes showing up at our broadcast. So it was just a good, crazy group of people that really enjoyed having a good time.
They really did, Dick. I've got my pictures up. Well, I thought one of the highlights was when you and Renee did that renewal of vows on the ocean, barefooted. You and Renee were actually in the water. Tell us about that experience.
Well, we sure were, yes. Renee is an ordained minister. We did it over the internet a few years ago when we married somebody in an Elvis Presley sound-alike show. But anyway, yeah, she conducted it, and we stood there in the water, and our heels sunk into the sand, and the couples that were on the sand enjoyed some of the romantic and yet funny things that we said to them in a renewal of vows ceremony. And the place took good care of us. They were right down there with a table with champagne and sparkling wine for us after over right there on the beach. And we had our witnesses from King City right there.
We sure did.
And it was a good evening. And then we ended up with having that dinner on the beach, on the picnic tables on the beach, and the beach barbecue. So that was a neat ending of the evening.
You know, the whole thing was fun. We just, the timing was, you know, kind of just great timing. We ended up, we started our vacation watching the Super Bowl there on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people left early thinking the game was over with. And those of us that stayed saw a great game. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I stayed up there in the bar and watched quite a while, and then I headed back to the room because we were getting up to broadcast and brought it up on the TV channel in the room, and it's always enjoyable to hear the play-by-play in Spanish of the game. So
you learn Spanish while watching the Super Bowl. That's fun. And, Dick, let me just ask you this. You've been to a lot of different places in the world. Do you have any place with this show's theme being the most romantic destinations in the world? Do you have any place that you?
Well, I'm going to have to choose just the places I've been, and they all have been with you, and so it's not been that romantic with you. But if I was going back to take my wife or have a good romantic getaway, I love Taormina.
Oh, in Sicily, yeah.
Beautiful town of Taormina, mm-hmm. Up on top of the hill. And I've talked to a couple other people that have gone there and spent some extended time there. That's a beautiful kind of romantic place up there. Of course, I just love Rome. There's something about Rome that I feel attached to. So maybe I was there in a former life or something like that. But it's a beautiful romantic place to go also. That would be my first two choices. But I'm thinking, now you've been all over the place, but Italy just kind of stands at the top of the heap for romance all over the country, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, to tell you, there's, you know, the Tuscany area, the Florence area, Venice, of course. Dick, that Amalfi Coast area, which I don't believe we went on our trip, is truly on one of the top of my list. That area is just so magnificently beautiful. The northern part of Italy with it's called the Italian Lakes. Gosh, that's a beautiful place. That's where George Clooney and Oprah, you know, own places like on Lake Como, but there's three other lakes up there that are just beautiful. So you're right. I think if you said a most romantic country, probably to Americans, Italy would be.
But I would add one other place that I just thought of, Lake Lucerne in Switzerland.
Oh, gosh, yes. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did forget that one. That
beautiful place
that,
there.
That passed me over, too. And yeah, because I was telling you when we were there at Lake Lucerne how on a river cruise how beautiful that was, and the only place really that rivaled that gorgeous, gorgeous lake with all the mountains, the Austrian Alps around us, was, you know, literally the Lake Como and Lake Maggiore and the Italian Lake District. So,
yeah.
So incredibly beautiful. But, you know, the really key, Dick, is where you get away from all the distractions of the world, the stresses of everyday life with the person you love, and really it could be anywhere, truly, couldn't it?
It really could be, yeah. It's all about the feeling that you have for the person you're traveling with, and you can make anywhere romantic if you feel that way. And I'm sure you have a romance desk at the office there somewhere that people can approach, right?
I've got about eight of them. They're called our vacation counselors. And you know, actually, Dick, I'll tell you, one of the neatest things going on right now, it started with Christmas presents, and this was right after September 11th of 2001. We saw a huge trend in people buying vacation certificates to give as a gift. Again, like I say, it started out for Christmas. Now it's gone to let's just bring it into what we're talking about now. A lot of people, we've already had, dozens of spouses or companions buy a vacation certificate to give to their loved one, their companion, on Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure.
And then they decide where it is that they want to go.
And there's still plenty of time to do that. Valentine's Day isn't until Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that's today till 3 or Monday. So, yeah, there's maybe not plenty of time. Or for you last-minute guys, we could get something done for you Tuesday before you meet up for dinner that night or whatever. But, you know, and then we can make that specific if somebody says, yeah, I want to buy a trip to Bora Bora and stay at whatever property there, or do the Paul Gauguin cruise, ocean cruise through the South Pacific, or if you want to go someplace specific, we can do that specifically, or we can do that generically too, and then you can decide later.
We talked to another couple there at dinner one time and forgot about this, but those places up in Canada can be kind of romantic too.
Well, it is fascinating, Dick, for the adventurous people. We are finding, you and I have heard of the Canadian Rockies. That's what you're talking about. We heard all about that up at Chateau Lake Louise, up in Jasper and Banff. And yes, you're right. You and I heard, and I've heard a lot of people think Alaska is a tremendously romantic destination. And again, it's different for everybody. Everybody, not a right or wrong. It's whatever it is that you think is best. But Alaska is truly one of those vacations that you get away from everything, don't you, Dick? You and I have been to Alaska before, and
you really do. Everybody needs to see Alaska. It's like being on another planet. Everywhere you turn, there's a picture to be taken.
Yeah, and it's just it seems to be a stress-free vacation where your head clears out. I equate it a lot to like our place up at Copper Mountain, Colorado, up in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. Whatever it is about the mountains and that kind of scenery, and especially on water with a cruise, your mind seems to clear of all the clutter and distractions and stress, and that's when truly life it can be romantic.
Yeah, it really works out nice. It sure is. So many places to go until we discover another planet we can go to. There's still a lot of places to go here.
Well, Dick, you and I are talking about Alaska right now, maybe for 2018, speaking
of
Alaska.
Might be a way to go. Be good to get back up there and see the glistening water, the whales and the mountains and the glaciers and the reindeer sausage for breakfast.
Dick Wilson, you're a great man. We've had a lot of fun. We've helped create a lot of memories that have lasted a lifetime or will last a lifetime for people we've taken. I wish you all the best, Dick. Have a great weekend. Catch up and have a wonderful Valentine's Day next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Take care. All the best. That was Dick Wilson. He and his co-host, Renee Drake. And if you do not listen to 94.9 Yacht, too, Dick is just seriously such a professional. He's taught me so much about radio and just about life. What a great, great, great guy. Hey, we're going to be talking more about the romantic destinations of the world and what maybe other people think are the most romantic destinations. So stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views, and remember, you deserve a great vacation. I'll be right back.
The Yukon, home of untouched wilderness and rich natural history. Now, 120 years after the Klondike Gold Rush, it's the perfect time to find your gold. With the only cruise line that includes the Yukon on many of its Alaska itineraries, Holland America Line. Book a suite category stateroom and you'll get a complimentary pre- or post-trip hotel stay in downtown Vancouver, BC. Find your goal today and book a Yukon Land and Sea Journey with Holland America Line.
Offer valid on 2017 Yukon and Denali Land and Sea Journeys when booking a suite stateroom. Hotel accommodations are for one night at a hotel selected by Holland America Line. Offer has limited space, valid on new bookings only. For details and other restrictions, contact your travel professional. Offer ends February 28th, 2017.
Call the Holland America Line and Yukon specialist at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today. It's time to explore the last frontier, and there's never been a better time or a better way than with Cruise Holidays and Holland America Line. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. You deserve a vacation.
CBS News Update. President Trump says he may sign a new immigration order, one that would survive a legal litmus test aboard Air Force One en route to Florida yesterday. Was asked if he will indeed sign such an order, saying,
"We need speed for reasons of security, so it could very well be that we do that."
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring is among those challenging the original order.
"The facts are overwhelming. This ban is unlawful, unconstitutional, and un-American, and should be overturned."
CBS senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the original travel ban cases are far from resolved.
"While the Ninth Circuit is deciding itself whether it wants to hear the case again, the feds have asked for another few days to make their decision on whether to appeal. So even as the Trump administration contemplates withdrawing that order, seeking the immigration ban, and replacing it with a new order, it's clear that the appeals judges may not be done with the first one."
CBS News Update, I'm Gary.
KCTV's StormTrack 5 forecast. The accurate forecast you've come to trust.
Temperatures to start your Saturday morning ranging from chilly to cool to mild, but by the afternoon, all of us warmer than normal for highs in the 50s and 60s. A lot more clouds too, not as much sunshine, with a chance for a few sprinkles during the afternoon and the evening. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious two- or three-bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens, a logo tote with gift card, a customized family picnic, Xbox consoles and DVD players, a bath accessories basket for mom, a keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures, and gift card to develop the photos one's home, and more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great Family Emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500, or visit us online at chkc.com. Travel.
What if Uncharted was on your itinerary? Find out the true meaning of Off the Beaten Path in St. Lucia. Uncover a whole world beneath the surface at Cozumel's Choctun Cenote and encounter green monkeys in Barbados. No other cruise line puts new experiences within reach like the cruise line voted best overall 14 years running. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. It's time to stop wondering and start wandering. Book your next Royal Caribbean cruise adventure and take advantage of 60% off the second guest plus 30% off for third and fourth guests in the same stateroom. There's never been a better time to travel off the beaten path. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 today, or visit online at chkc.travel. You deserve a vacation, and you must book by February 28th to take advantage of this great offer.
North to Alaska, to go north for precious home.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and we are talking about the most romantic destinations in the world. And hey, with me right now is Cassie Johnson. And Cassie, how are you today? Whoop. Mark, do we have Cassie there? Cassie, are you there? We don't seem to have Cassie, so we'll get her back on, but I wanted just to talk to you about, hey, that music actually reminded me, if I can tell you real quick, that North to Alaska. We did our Onstage Alaska seminar last Wednesday. We had a full house. We had so many people that were interested in Alaska, both for this year and for next year. And I'll tell you what, if you, whatever kind of vacation destination you're thinking about, whether it's Alaska or a romantic destination, somewhere warm, somewhere on the beach, somewhere just very, very special, we can help you with that. And we are open today at Cruise Holidays Comfort Tours until 3 o'clock, 816-505-1500, 816-505-1500. And Cassie is there at the office today. We'll get her on when she's online. We just can't get her through to me for some reason. And then also Aubrey Campbell is there, and we can help you out. We are closed on Sundays now, but we are open, obviously, next week throughout the course of the week from 9 till 6. So whatever kind of vacations you're looking for, we most certainly can help you. And I will tell you, well, let's just try now. Cassie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
There we go, and I couldn't hear you. Well, hey, glad to have you on, and we are talking about romantic destinations. And you have had many, many years with us helping people plan a romantic vacation. Cassie, if you can put, how long have you been working for us at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours?
15 years.
Gosh darn it, where does time go? Holy
I know,
cow.
It's crazy.
So, Cassie, if you had to think about a top three or four or five destinations in the world that your clients, not you, but your clients have asked you about for that special romantic getaway, what would you have any idea what they would be?
You know, I think probably so many people's dream romantic vacation is the Mediterranean, whether it be by cruise or by land vacation. I think so many people think of Italy specifically in the Tuscany region with the, you know, with the vineyards and the Cinque Terre, the hiking villages, and the northern lake region of Italy with Lake Como. And so I'd say that's probably a very popular request that I get, the Greek Isles, lumping with that as well, just traveling from island to island in Greece. I those would have probably be the top, my probably top recommendation as far as, you know, what people have said, asked for me in the past. But then also, we get a lot of Caribbean all-inclusive requests and Hawaii as well. So I feel like a lot of people are looking for the easy, all-inclusive, stress-free vacation experience to, you know, enhance the romantic, just having the ability to just lay back and not have to worry about the normal stresses of everyday life. So we get a lot of that all-inclusive vacation requests for those romantic vacations, and you really can't beat that.
Boy, I mean, that honestly, that's true. And it's different for everybody at different stages of their life. I know Mimi and I were talking about just this morning, those casitas, the old world luxury casitas with the swim outs there at the El Dorado Royale. World-class, these brand-new Palafitos, the first overwater bungalows in the entire Caribbean or Mexico there at the El Dorado Maroma property. Mm-hmm, Cassie, we've got so many new properties that are so romantic, don't we?
Right, absolutely. It just, I mean, that's like resorts are really trying to gear towards that. I think they realize more and more how we need this, you know, for a healthy relationship. It's good to get away and have that romance time. So they are absolutely catering to that.
Well, I mean, you sure were that. You've got two young kids. How old are your children?
We've got a 4 and an almost 8-year-old.
And that's a pretty active stage of life for both those two. So
you bet.
I'm sure that vacation, especially when you get away without your kids, I know so many times people with young kids want to get away with their kids, of course. But when you get away without your kids, that is truly valuable time because it just doesn't happen very often, does it?
It is so true. You have to really value each and every day. We're trying to talk to grandparents and to, if you're listening, grandparents, to doing a little 4-night, you know, watching the kids for us for 4 nights so that we can get away. And I definitely have my romantic destination bucket list.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, let's hear what they are.
Well, I'm thinking reality right now just because I want to see what we could really do in this near future with a short amount of time, and we desperately want to go to Belize. I know you and Mimi did that years ago and stayed on the Ambergris Cay, and it just sounds absolutely romantic. I've had some clients that just got back, and they just talk about how, you know, it's definitely not the modernized you know, new age experience there. I feel like it's a lot more authentic, maybe a little bit more. What words would you say to describe that area? I feel like, I don't want to say rustic, but just very natural. They've got some lots of little thatched roof bungalows that are right on the beach there, and we got our scuba license a few years ago, and we haven't gotten to use that much, and so it's one of the top scuba destinations in the world. But then also we're thinking about doing Jamaica because those couples, there's that all-inclusive resort chain there in Jamaica called Couples, and that has free unlimited scuba diving. You can do two dives per day. So that is the close-in thinking within this next year of what we'd like to do for a little romantics. But my ultimate romantic vacation that my husband and I would love to do is to go to New Zealand. We're big fans of Lord of the Rings, and there's a tour operator called G Adventures, and we hopefully, God willing, if our bodies stay in good shape, it's there's an kind of an active hiking, biking excursion that they offer, I guess an escorted tour that they offer through New Zealand, so that would be at the very top of the list.
You know, that's one of the things I was talking about earlier on in the show, Cassie, is that how romantic destinations, the definition changes with each and every person or couple out there. And it obviously changes based on, first of all, reality, how much time you have, how much money you have. And it changes at the time of your life. So, yeah, I mean, that's really a really good point because, you know, we had a whole lot of people talk about Alaska and the Canadian Rockies as a romantic destination.
Absolutely. I got to experience the Canadian Rockies last year, and my goodness, I've definitely told my husband we are absolutely going back there at some point in our lives because he's the mountain man in the family, and I know he'll love it even more than I did.
And one of the things I'd like you and Phil to look up is that Nayara Springs in the Arenal Volcano area of Costa Rica.
I toured that resort a couple years ago when I was with your wife, actually. So it wasn't a romantic vacation for us. But my goodness, I absolutely would put that on the list of the top three most romantic resorts in the world that I have ever seen.
Yeah, me too, without a doubt. And, of course, if you like hiking that volcano is just like, what a dream come true for a hiker, isn't it?
Right. And, Lord, do you remember, I don't know if you ever got to see the Peace Lodge, but that's that little tiny lodge tucked in between you fly into San Jose and you make your way up to the Arenal area where Nayara Springs is located. And about halfway in between that area is this Peace Lodge, which is, I think, 18 little bungalows that are kind of built into the side of this mountain area. And they've got waterfalls, and they've got, there's a botanical gardens there, and they've got a butterfly sanctuary where the butterflies just come and land on your face. And it is the showers. I remember taking pictures of the bathrooms alone because they're just these natural waterfall showers that built into the rocks. And it was just, I mean, unbelievable.
And didn't you all, in that same subject of Costa Rica, didn't you also stay at some incredible villas down by the ocean, too?
Oh, my goodness. The villas in Costa Rica are like none other. They build them into the mountainsides there, so they have just the most incredible view of the bay areas. You'd have to be, you know, in good shape. It's probably a good 1 or 2 mile hike up and down the mountainside to get down to the beach area. But I did not mind that because I feel like the view makes up for that. I mean, you obviously aren't going to have that view unless you're up into the mountains there. But you can have your own personal chef. We had our own personal bartender as well. So we sat in the pool, the infinity pool, overlooking the bay there, and they made us some incredible lime pina coladas, and I'll never forget how incredible that was.
Yeah, I know my wife sent pictures. You did too. Everybody did, and it just looked absolutely spectacular.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and then the Springs Resort, which is right there as well in Nayara, or right near Nayara, that was where The Bachelor was filmed, you know, what was it, maybe 5-6 years ago, and if it was romantic enough for The Bachelor, then that's a good sign. But we had so much fun. What's unique about that resort is they have about 13 natural pools built into the hillside there, and they're all different temperatures, and there's waterfalls flowing between each one. And those pools are open, these little, almost like huts, I guess, natural springs that are open until 10 o'clock at night. And it's lit by these real romantic lights of the ambiance and just the sounds of the indigenous birds to that area. It was incredible, ultimate romantic.
Yeah, I agree. Cass, you know, we have the best job in the whole world where we get to see, experience, and learn about all of these incredible destinations, all these incredible resorts, incredible cruise ships, all these destinations in the world that are on people's bucket lists. And with that said, Cassie, isn't it just amazing how important it is? You've sure learned the value of a vacation specialist like us that has been to so many of these places in the ability to help people plan that perfect vacation.
Absolutely. You bet. And there are a lot of folks that call me and they just simply don't know where to even start. And I actually love that challenge because it's, you know, our job as it's counselors, we call ourselves, is to just ask the questions to help direct them to what would be a good fit for them. So don't be afraid to call us if you really don't even know where to start.
Which is probably, what would you say, 60-70% of the people out there. The other 30%, maybe they have a good idea of what they want to do, but they want somebody to help with all the specific details and maybe give them other counsel, correct?
Absolutely. You bet. We can help from start to end with every little detail, so it makes a huge difference. And a lot of people just don't have time, or they just want that guidance of someone that's done it before, and that's what we're here for.
Cassie, the other thing is so many people think we're more expensive than, say, booking online or booking with Expedia or direct with a vendor, a resort, mm-hmm. a cruise line, whatever.
I would have thought that before I got into the business, sure. 15 years ago myself. So I'm a bargain shopper. I like to, you know, cut out the middleman when I can. And you would think that that'd be the case with travel agents, but that isn't. Unfortunately, you know, it's based on the volume of business that you do. These tour operators really respect us and they value our business, and so they do offer us equal, if not lower rates than what they are able to give clients directly. So it's only going to be a better value overall to have the service. Free service is, you know, really what it is when it comes down to it.
Yeah, and Cassie, a lot of times, as you know, we might have the exact same price, but in many cases, we have negotiated extra added values or amenities or pluses that you can't get on your
Absolutely.
Own.
Absolutely. You bet. And I don't think you really realize the value of a travel agent until something goes wrong. You know, mm-hmm. if something goes wrong, you know, the tour operators or the cruise lines, you're just kind of a number. You're one of many people. There's no, you know, personal association there. But, you know, the amount of time that you and Mimi have spent building these relationships with our tour operators, they really respect and they really try to, you know, pull some strings for our clients when things go wrong with them having booked through Cruise Holidays.
Boy, no kidding. A lot of people don't realize that sometimes it happened last week, a resort oversold and they wanted to bump our clients, and we didn't let them, did we? We worked so hard and made sure they bumped other people's clients, and our clients ended up getting more than
that's
what they
amazing.
Paid for. But that's the value of these relationships. That's mm-hmm. the value of buying power, which we most certainly have. And now, Cassie, being part of the vacation.com/travel leaders organization, a $16 billion dollar organization, that's truly buying power.
Absolutely. You bet.
Well, Cassie, you do such a great job. Give everybody your phone number and extension and email.
Phone number here is 816-741-7417, and you can ask for Cassie. Once again, 816-741-7417, and ask for Cassie. And my email address is Cassie, which is spelled Cassie, at chkc.travel.
Well, Cassie, you do a phenomenal job. I'm so very, very proud of you. 15 years, and you are truly a professional. And people just love working with you. They love your knowledge. They love your empathy and your care to do what's best for them and to help them find, plan, and prepare the best vacation for their dollar. And that's the other thing, Cassie. You find out what people's budgets are because almost everybody has budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And you recommend travel insurance and all the things, maybe for a cruise, pre-night, post-night, all the things that a lot of times people just don't even think about that's part of that vacation. You do a very, You do an exceptionally good job, so my congratulations.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Have a great weekend and have a very happy Valentine's Day. And
you
I hope,
too.
I hope Phil gives you sometime that hiking, biking trip through New Zealand.
All right. I'll okay. tell him that. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Okay, I've got to take a break. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views, and I'll be right back.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. Enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, 816-505-1500, 816-505-1500.
Best cruise vacation ever. You'll be saying this soon thanks to Norwegian's free at-sea promotion. Cruise anywhere on any of their award-winning ships and choose up to 5 free offers. Book a studio or inside stateroom and choose 1 free offer. Choose 2 when you book an ocean view, balcony, or mini suite. Best of all, book a suite or the Haven and get all 5 offers up to $2,800 in value. Bask in a St. Thomas sunset while sipping handcrafted mojitos with free unlimited open bar. Choose free specialty dining and take your taste buds on a culinary tour. Explore Rome's Colosseum with free shore excursions. Choose free Wi-Fi and instantly share breathtaking moments at sea. Or enjoy your incredible cruise vacation with someone you love when you choose Friends and Family Sail Free. This offer ends soon, so book today with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and tell them you want to be free at sea. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or visit online at chkc.com. Travel.
AMA Waterways offers exclusive wine cruises that showcase the acclaimed wine regions along Europe's Danube, Douro, Moselle, Rhine, Rhone, and Seine rivers. These unique sailings are hosted by top wine experts and feature complimentary lectures, wine tastings, exquisite cuisine with paired wines, and excursions to historic vineyards and wine cellars. Guests learn about centuries-old wine traditions, sample one-of-a-kind vintages, and enjoy private wine-themed excursions. Other highlights include music and newly pressed wine in a rustic Austrian tavern and a German Oktoberfest in the village of Wilshofen held year-round exclusively for our guests. Love wine? These are the perfect cruises for you. Call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and ask about our exciting wine cruises. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And remember, you deserve a vacation.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious 2 or 3 bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens, a logo tote with gift card, a customized family picnic, Xbox consoles and DVD players, a bath accessories basket for mom, a keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures, and gift card to develop the photos one's home, and more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great Family Emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500. Or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views, and thank you for tuning in this Saturday and every Saturday. We do want to earn your business. We have the best staff. You just heard Cassie Johnson, and she and our entire staff are dedicated to serving you. We know we're in business to serve you, and that makes all the difference. Truly, it makes all the difference, except when you, or maybe I should say, in addition to adding that firsthand knowledge and experience about so many places in the world, so many different kinds of vacations. Whatever it is, we can help you with your next vacation, and we'd be honored to do that. And again, I think you'd probably be shocked if you're one of those, like Cassie said, that think a travel agent's higher priced than you can get it on your own. You might be very, very surprised about that. But if nothing else, we'll be equal, or we'll have the equal price, maybe some added values. But one thing we always have is that customer service, the knowledge of where you're going. And we can save you time. And most times, honestly, I think we save you money, especially if you think time is money, on planning that perfect vacation. Hey, you know, we were talking about Onstage Alaska a little while ago. We did that last Wednesday where we promoted the Alaska and the Yukon. We do these seminars all the time, and we do them so you can learn about different parts of the world and different kinds of vacation options. Coming up a week from Monday, actually, February 20th, on President's Day, we are having a Rocky Mountaineer seminar. That incredible train experience that takes you from Vancouver or Seattle in the Pacific Northwest up into the Canadian Rockies. And, oh, my gosh, that is such an incredible, beautiful, scenic, full of wildlife destination. So if you've ever wanted to learn about that, I urge you to RSVP, please, at 816-505-1500. We have a seminar at 4 and a seminar at 6. Again, that is Monday, February 20th. At our office, the Cruise Holidays Comfort Tours office, Interstate 29, 72nd Street, that number to RSVP is 816-505-1500, 505-1500. And hey, you know what? If you're switching gears, if your sweetheart is the kind that chocolates, you know, or wine or whatever doesn't, you know, really do the trick for her, and you want a certificate for a romantic vacation, or a bucket list vacation, even if it's not your definition of romantic, somewhere in the world, we can make that certificate up for you for Valentine's Day. Give it to your sweetheart. Then our wonderful Nicole Busenbark puts all those certificates together. And gosh, like I say, we've done, well over a dozen, close to a couple dozen of these certificates already. Very, very popular, these certificates for retirements, you know, for birthdays, for anniversaries, for Christmas, of course. Gosh, for any reason whatsoever. So why not for a Valentine's Day present? A certificate of a vacation. We can make it either generic or specific any way you want to. Well, I want to tell you, I really appreciate the opportunity to share the wonderful world of vacations with you every Saturday. And by the way, if you miss any of these shows, they are podcast on 710kcmo.com. 710kcmo.com. Just go into programming, go to Saturday shows and look up Vacation Views, and you can listen to this show or any show over the last 6 months at your leisure. Well, I'll tell you something. I appreciate the opportunity to share the wonderful world of vacations with you every Saturday. I do have the greatest job in the whole world. Today, when we have a May Day in February, get out, enjoy it, and you know what? Or come see us. We can help you plan that incredible vacation. We're open till 3 o'clock today. Everybody, you deserve a great vacation. Happy Valentine's Day. Talk to you next week.